What's up? What's popping? What's happening? How are you doing? And welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Light Up with Mariam. Happy New Year, guys. Yes, yes, definitely Happy New Year again, because please and please, the whole of January is still a new year. Yeah, and perhaps even February, so if somebody can be mirangled and say the Happy New Year, because yeah. Anyways, people, what's been good at your end? Okay, what's good? What's good? What's Gucci? Come on, what's popping? Let me tell you, okay? Let me tell you. So basically, a couple of weeks back, my friend and I went out, and on our way back from Lagos Island to the mainland, we're like, you know, go, we're on our way back in there, you know, what's the fastest route? Okay. And then my friend was driving and wearing AirPods, and so he could hear directions from Google, and then I couldn't, right? He would take like certain turns or curves because Google said so. All right, my sweet girl was out here jamming music, you know, unofficial DJ and that. And at some point, I was saying something to him, but then he didn't hear me because at the same time, Google was giving a direction. Then it occurred to me that this could literally be our everyday lives with God. You may be in the same space with someone, in the same car, in the same room, even on the same journey with someone, but then God will be speaking to this other person and you're not hearing it. God could be giving you instructions or directions and no one else on the same boat can hear, right? And then you're making decisions not everyone would understand because not everyone has heard, right? And interesting, even if you miss the road, right? Even if you miss a turn, you miss a curve, whatever, Google would reroute you. How much more God? Deep it, guys. And even interestingly, rather than listen to every other voice around or aside, why not we be focused on the voice of God that is in us and constantly speaking to us? Yeah? And so I pray that this new year, we tune our hearts to hear God. I pray that our sights be sharpened to see where He's leading us to, and that our hearts be quickened to respond to His divine instructions. I pray that if we ever miss the way, if we ever miss a turn in life, that we would trust God to reroute us. We would never be afraid, never be ashamed to come to God with humility of heart and boldness of spirit. And I pray, Jesus, that even as we're about to begin today's episode, that your word would flood our hearts and there'll be so much light and understanding in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Okay, all right, y'all. Let's jump right in the word. Come on, somebody. So basically, today our topic is poor, # the widow's oil. It's a phenomenal story, and in fact, it's an amazing miracle performed by God through Prophet Elisha. So our structure for today, we would begin with reading the story from 2 Kings chapter 4, from 1 to 7, and then we would proceed to evaluate the short story. Today's teaching will be centered on exploring how this scripture teaches us on finding purpose and fulfilling purpose as well. Then, of course, we're going to have our song of the week somewhere in between, our confession of the week and our activity of the week. Yeah? Then we'll call it a day. All right. Are we ready? Are we actually ready? Are you all ready? Let's go! Once upon a time, the wife of a man from the company of prophets went to see Prophet Elisha, Hadiza. Hadiza fell on her knees, down to the feet of Prophet Elisha. She made her plea, crying.
Baba! Baba, your servant, my husband, is dead. Prophet, you know that Ahmed feared the Lord, but now Ahmed is dead. Baba Yamutu. And now his creditors have come to the house. They have come to retrieve the money Ahmed borrowed. And I have no money to give, and they are coming for my two sons. Baba, they want to take them as slaves. Yusuf and prophet Elisha sat still for some moments, then replied her,
Aziza, how can I help you? Aziza Yazanzemekeki, tell me my daughter, what do you have at home?
Baba, I have nothing at all, Baba. Bana deb call me, Baba.
Think well, Aziza.
Well, nothing except a small jar of oil.
Very well then. Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars or containers. Don't ask for few. Ask for many. Kitambaya de yawa. Then go inside. Shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour into all the jars. As each is filled, put it to one side. Just keep pouring.
Now go there, Baba. Thank you, Baba.
Hadiza stood up, dusted her dress, and left. That afternoon, she and her sons went from neighbor to neighbor, asking to borrow a jar or two.
Diza, Omorebi Costard, you can have that big bowl outside.
Ibrahim, is that you? Yes, you can borrow my three buckets in the front.
Ah, you heard my boy. Take me busy by the door now.
On and on and on. They went on asking for vessels until they reached the last house at the end of the street. For God had caused them to find favor and empathy with mercy in the eyes of their neighbors. Quick, Ibrahim, Yusuf, shut the doors behind you. Close the window blind. We don't want anyone to see us. Bring the vessels to me. Confused, the boys were, but they obeyed their mother, hoping for the best as they brought the vessels to her. One after the other, Hadiza poured olive oil into those bowls. She poured and poured and kept pouring until Ibrahim whispered that they were out of bowls. And just then, the oil stopped flowing. With barely any more room to pass, Hadiza made her way out of the house and ran to Prophet Elisha to tell him how she had obeyed his instructions. She was curious. What next shall he ask me to do? The prophet told her,
Yobba, go and sell the oil and pay all your debts. You and your son can live on what is left.
This is how Hadiza became the oil merchant. The end.
Yo, who your storyteller be though? People, okay, but who she be? What's the offering basket though? Wait, bruv, dollars and pounds, where the offering but we passing it around, okay? So this is the story of the widow's oil and how God multiplied it. There's so many lessons encapsulated in this story, so many perspectives the story draws us to see, one of which is how the story foreshadows the miracle of Jesus, the miracle of multiplication, from five loaves to feeding 5,000 with more remaining. But we take a different approach to interpreting it today, and I invite you to see the olive oil as a symbol. Today we evaluate the olive oil as a symbol of purpose, right? So generally, Hadiza the widow represents us as humans in a world of hustle and bustle, in a world of loans, credits, and struggle. A world where we're constantly trying to pay bills. I mean, well, if you're not paying bills, probably your parents are paying bills, okay? From electricity bills, car bills, food bills, school bills, phone bills. Bruv, shmoney going out everywhere, okay? Shmoney going out every time, right? And we're constantly wondering, how do I make this shmoney back? Right? How do I fulfill purpose? How do I make money and fulfill purpose? And how do I have enough? Well, this story gives us answers and steps to the questions of making money and fulfilling purpose. So let's go ahead and break down the story, shall we? Number one, there was a cry for help, right? Number one is the fact that the widow ran to Elisha presenting her predicament and her need for help. Likewise, with our desire to find purpose, to fulfill purpose, and make money in the process, all right? We need to cry to the one who had the answers, God. A cry or a prayer that is void of pride or ego. A prayer that echoes submission to the will of God. A prayer that emphasizes need for help and our reliance on Him. And it's interesting that Hadiza's access to Prophet Elisha was basically by association. Think of Elisha as someone who was prophesying to kings, to nations, to tribes. Think of critically acclaimed celebrity prophet. And then this random widow wants to see him, right? But then think of it, she only gets access because her husband was a prophet as well, right? By association. And likewise, we have no access to God except through our association in Jesus. Our association by his death, right? So see, he had to die on the cross and reconcile us to God for us to be associated with the Father. Likewise, Jesus' husband. But for his death, there would have been no access or association, right? So it's basically what Ephesians chapter 2 from 16 to 18 emphasizes, how by Jesus' death on the cross, we're reconciled back to the Father. And it's through him that we have access by one spirit to the Father, right? So essentially, the first step is crying for help, right? Like, good, I'll be here. What am I here for, right? What am I here to do? What's my purpose, yeah? Then two, next thing is, what do you have, right? And see, God is such a gracious God that he would never give a human being on planet Earth a reason to ever say, God did not give me anything. Or say, God did not give me any talent or any gift or any abilities. Bruv! See, yeah? Even Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, spiritualists, pagans, atheists, every single person has a gift or a talent. Bruv, the graciousness of God supersedes religion. Do you know? It supersedes personal opinions and political like thoughts or theologies, right? So basically, when he asks you, what do you have? There is something you could point to, something that you may think is insignificant, like the widow's oil. It's like when Moses was in the bush and God asked him, what do you have in your hands? And he was like, a rod. Like, you know, what do you... And then God asked him to throw it on the floor and it turned to a snake, right? It basically emphasizes what the Bible says in 2 Peter 1:3, that according to his divine power, God has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. So the Bible says all things have been given to us, right? Like every single thing, yeah? And see, the widow firstly says she has nothing because it didn't look like she actually did. And sometimes this is the trap we fall into. We're so focused on what we do not have in comparison to what we actually have. So a couple of weeks ago as well, I was in an Uber and the driver and I were talking about life in Lagos, and he was complaining bitterly about how challenging life had been, you know, and he was saying, oh, how he hoped to start a business someday, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, all right, cool, you know, that's nice. What kind of business, you know, where do you want to make that money from, all of that? And he was like, he was unsure, you know, that he really knew what he was passionate about and things like that. So I was like, okay, all right, task identified. And I was like, okay, so what are your gifts? What things do you do easily? What do you do effortlessly? I was proper making suggestions. I was like, is it music? You know, is it art? Is it teaching? Is it sport? You know, all of that. And Maz was like, no. And I was like, fam, see ya. God wouldn't have made you without something, okay? Like, God is not wicked. And after a long while, he said, you know what? I just remembered. When I was younger, I was very good with dismantling electrical equipment and fixing it back. So, you know, I think maybe... And I was like, fam, voila! Like, doesn't that look like it? You know, that's it. That's an olive oil. How about that? So, see, my question to you is, what do you have at home? What is your olive oil, right? With identifying purpose, it's not something outside the box. It's not entirely out of your character. It's something that's in you, literally. So today I invite you to think through, what skills, what ability, what giftings and talents do you have? What is your olive oil? Three, the prophet asked her, go and ask for containers from your neighbors, right? Notice that, Elijah did not say that. Go to your house, go and look at the olive oil. Say by fire, by anointing, by thunder, and the oil will multiply. No,
he gave Lichu like practice stuff. He was like, 1, 2, 3. Okay, get it done. All right, sis.
Applying this to purpose of making money or, you know, whatever in life, what is critical is listening to God's instructions to you and regarding your own case.
Okay, fam, are you wearing those AirPods and listening to directions from Google? Because you better be. Okay. And for some people, this instruction may be same. For some, it may be different. Yeah.
So once you've identified your olive oil, amazing, right? So say your olive oil is a beautiful voice or like, you know, a great sonorous voice. Next is to ask for containers from neighbors, right? This neighbors in quote could be internet, right? But essentially, the idea of asking for containers is to brainstorm, is to ask for suggestions, ask for recommendations, ideas, consultations, insights. Okay, don't just ask for from few people. Ask around, yeah? Ask big-minded people, small-minded people. Explore every possibility because, see, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, from 5 to 9, it says, get wisdom, get understanding. It says, wisdom is the principal thing, and in every of your getting, keep getting understanding, right? Like, keep searching, keep looking, yeah? So back to the example of the guy or the lady with an amazing voice. Yeah, you found your olive oil. And now next step is to ask around for vessels. At least maybe brainstorming the many ways or avenues you could put this gift to use, yeah? So you're asking for vessels could be you exploring and finding out, okay, cool, maybe a vessel would be joining a choir, joining a band, beginning a band, enrolling in music school, teaching music, going for a musical contest, working under a label. Fam, so many opportunities, so many containers to pour this olive oil into. And so basically, step 3 is do your homework. All right, tell your neighbor, do your homework, bruv. Do that homework, okay? Explore the available options with people. Explore it on the internet, yeah? Number 4, go in and shut the door. Tell your neighbor, shut the door. Now, the woman had gone to Prophet Elisha, implying that, say, you have prayed, you've asked God for directions, shut and inspired the jar of oil, right? You've identified your skills, your talents, abilities. She had obeyed his instructions, boring everything. You've done your research, all that good stuff. Now, the next step is going in and shutting the door before pouring, right? So that's coming to your house and streamline all the information you have received, all the responsibilities. Shut the door and build yourself. This shutting door is an incubation process. Right? Where you do you have to take certain classes? Do you need certain accreditations or qualifications for that olive oil to be put to great use? You know, do you have to carve out your niche? You know, this is where you build your skill, you determine your strategy, right? Having made consultations earlier, you shut the door and do some building, you do some work, all right? And now the last step is to pour. Tell your neighbor is to pour, okay? Now, niche carved, instructions received, pour it all out. Pouring is an action word. Open your social media for that business, right? Start taking in clients. Hold your first taster session for that food business. Go for that audition. Start that vlog, that blog, that podcast. Restructure your CV. Send the resume to that company. Fam, pouring is an action word. It's about making strides, about taking giant steps, quantum leaps. Pour out all your gifts. Right? And see, the key to this is that for every of this woman's actions, they were based on an instruction from the prophet and obedience to that direction. So let me tell you now that the Holy Spirit wants to teach you. He wants to give you directions, instructions. He wants to reveal to you secrets of the world. He wants to help you live in purpose. He wants to help you pour. Thing is, for every need you would ever have, God has made accommodation for its provision. And the Holy Spirit says that there is someone who is struggling with a financial need. You keep knocking on the wrong doors, and so they're yet to open. He says I should tell you to ask him for the keys to your provision, that they've been made available for you already. So people, I invite you to honestly speak to God today. You know, like you're having a conversation with a friend. Say how you're confused if you are. Say how you genuinely need help like this widow. You know, how you desire that this year you want your life be better aligned to purpose and you just want to pour. right? While our hearts speak to God, while we meditate on these words, we'll have a song of the week. Today's song is called A Star by Nusa. Enjoy.
I sabi they sing with sweet voice. My song they make people they rejoice. My brother sabi how to make a noise. Stand up comedian na him career of choice. My neighbor sabi how to dance, dance. If you watch him performance, you must clap your hands.
Hands.
Another one sabi football. Wow. We they tell and say, one day you go make us proud. God give you something where they make you special. And many things we go need your attention soon. No, hide yourself again, because I know that God has made you a star.
A star, a star, a star, a star, a star.
Brother Benice, brother Benice, you'll be star. Say now there your life go reach. And if you look yourself deep, you go see. Say if it open company where they clean the streets. No matter what thing you sabi do, another person get the thing where he sabi too. So swallow your pride and get to work. Open your ear, make it hear it in my song. They God give you something where they make you special. And not for good, no they use them for evil. So no hide yourself again, now that you know that God has made you a star.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. People, I hope Nosa's song reminds you that you are a star, right? With the light of God in you. Okay, so all you gotta do is shine. Right, so our activity of the week is to answer the question, what is my olive oil? What do I have at home? What is that skill, talent, or ability that I have? Itemize them, as many as you can remember, as many that comes to your memory. Write them down on a paper, and beside each one, write how you're currently using that oil. And if you're not, let's find out how best we can use that oil, okay? Because, people of God, there is purpose to be fulfilled, okay? There is money to be made, all right? And ultimately, there is glory to be given to God. Then pray about it, yeah? And ask God for directions and instructions. And our confession for this week, basically it is that God has given me everything pertaining to life and godliness. God has supplied all my needs according to his riches and glory. This year, my steps are ordered and I lack nothing. This year, I find my olive oil and I pour. Okay, so let's take it together. You just say after me. God has given me everything pertaining to life and godliness. God has supplied all my needs according to his riches and glory. This year, my steps are ordered and I lack nothing. This year, I find my olive oil and I pour. Right, let's pray. So, dear Father in heaven, what a gracious and good God you are. You who we live, we breathe, and we have our beings in. God, thank you that your word has brought light to our path. And Father, we thank you that this year we find our olive oil and we pour. And we pray, Father, that we won't hold back on this oil. We pray that we won't hold back on this light. And God, we come against insecurities, we come against fear, we come against feelings of inadequacies, and we speak your light and we speak your love to it, God. And we declare that there is wisdom, there is power, there is sound mind and boldness, God. And we thank you, God, that you love us so much and you answer our prayers as well. We love you too, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. People, we've come to the end and the conclusion, okay? So remember to like and share the podcast with family and friends, all right? Please rate the podcast on iTunes podcast if you can. Please drop a comment, slide in our DMs, all right? Hit us up at Light Up with Mariam on Instagram and Facebook. It's lightupwithmariam@gmail.com if you want to send us a mail. How about that? And remember that God is not a secret to be kept. Okay, so tell us something about Jesus. See you same time next time, people. Bye.